Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday. And yesterday we started to look at some reasons, possible reasons, why we might not be seeing the manifestation of our healing or any of our promises that God's given to us. So we want to pick it up today and just continue looking at this theme so we can take care of business as we locate ourselves, find out what the hindrance can be, and then hand it over to God, get rid of it, and receive the manifestation of your healing and health, or whatever the promise is. God bless you as we continue.
Now forgive me for harboring a grudge. I release them. I'm telling you, I release them today, Lord. And you know, I had to go through all of this, a lot of this, because when we were a growing fast church, we grew so quickly. It was too quick for us. We weren't in place with all the people, you know, in position and leadership, that it just boom. And so we were trying to do so much and help people and what have you. And all of a sudden, you know, we started getting bigger and the Spirit of God was moving. We had 3-hour services, 3.5-hour services. It was just people were being healed and people were flooding in. But you also had a lot of people that shouldn't have been there coming in. You know, the devil will bring plants. People don't realize it. The devil will bring plants. The Jezebel is in the church. Not outside. They're in the church. That Jezebel spirit, male or female. And so we got under attack from people that we loved and helped. We were standing there like, our eyes were that big. We couldn't believe what was happening. We learned some stuff. We learned some things. We found out that God will use people like a scaffold type of thing. And I'm not saying that in the wrong way, but they'll help you build where God wants it. Then they just leave. Right. And God says, yeah, well, the building's strong enough to stand on its own now. You don't need that anymore. You move forward. And if they can leave, they were never with me. That's what God's telling me. So we were getting hurt and messed up and people were saying things and coming against us for one thing or another. I mean, just amazing. And you know, in the beginning, you like kind of, you clench up. But then when we started learning this stuff and God dealt with me one day, absolutely amazing. I know that I walk in forgiveness now when I see those people. When I see those people, I used to, if they were coming down that aisle in Walmart, I'd go the other aisle. Know what I'm talking about? Now I can see them, anybody, and say, hi, how are you doing? God bless you. Good to see you. And move on. But if you see or you think or you hear someone mention their name and comes up, you might have aught in your heart. Even if it's an ex or whatever it is. Maybe someone stole from you. Maybe a bank cheated on you. Maybe whatever it is. Maybe someone sold you a lemon car and never came through with what they promised. Whatever it is, and you got aught in your heart, it's harming you personally, not them. So I want to encourage you to check your own heart out. Say, check my own heart out. We've got to be more loving, more gentle, more kind. LGK. My initials are GK, Gerard Curry. I just add the L in front. Loving, gentle, and kind. Amen. That's what I want to be. I want to have more empathy for people. Why did that person treat me that way? Why did they react that way? I don't know what happened in the upbringing. I don't know what they've gone through. I don't know what they're facing at this particular moment in time. Right. Try to listen with hearing ears and hear what they're saying and try to get the download from the Holy Spirit. And a lot of the time he's going to say, that person is wounded. You know, hurt people hurt people. And so we need to be more loving. We're the body of Christ. We're the body of Christ. And Jesus, as they were nailing him on the cross, he was saying, my dad, my father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Well, maybe the people that have offended you don't know what they're doing. In the natural realm, the spirit, their flesh is driving them. And they're not seeing in the spiritual realm. And we should be also watching out when we're in the flesh or the spirit. The Bible says, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. That's Romans 8:8, I think. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. And so we have to take stock of our own lives, become more empathetic, love people. You know, sometimes I pray for people and I get a pain somewhere. Like, wow, what is this? And I call someone up for that thing I'm feeling. They come, they get healed and the pain goes. God wants you to experience and know people and know Jesus. He loves people. For God so loved the world. Not for God so loved Jerry only. For God so loved everyone, the whole world, that He gave His beloved Son, Jesus, to die a horrendous death for everyone. So now, we need to start looking at people with more love. We need to start caring about even those that are abusing us. Yes, He said, pray for those that abuse you. Most of us are praying, but we know what kind of prayer that is. Get them, Lord. Kill them. I remember the Lord said in the scriptures, it's in Proverbs somewhere, He said, pray for those that abuse you and the fire will come on their heads. I used to think, yeah, I'd pray for them so that they would hurt and burn before I knew anything. No, the fire is the Holy Spirit will come on them and show them, turn to Jesus or check your heart out. That's God's heart. He's not out to hurt you. He's not out to hurt anyone. He's out to love you. It's the goodness of God that draws mankind to Jesus. The goodness. So we can't be opposite spectrum to what God is. My anger, my desires, my me, want, I. You offended me. Who are you? You're not God. You can grieve the Holy Spirit. Don't grieve Him. But if you've offended me. It's okay if you come with a way to discuss it. Listen, you know, what you said kind of hurt me a little bit. I feel a bit offended. I'm not sure if you meant it that way. Do you want to explain it to me? That's great. God's not going to be upset with that. That's great. But you offended me. Who do you think you are? Not great. I don't know why I'm on this.
You're on fire.
I love God. Amen. And if you love God, you'll obey God. Amen. That's it. And even when they're wrong and they're coming at you and you know they're wrong, you love them. I'm obeying God. You know what's in store? A blessing. I don't do it for that reason. I do it to obey because I love God. Say, I love God. Therefore, I obey God. He said in John 8:31-32, He said, if you are my disciples, you will continue my word and you shall know the truth. And the truth will make you free. I'm giving you some truth. Maybe you're not seeing the manifestation of your health and your healing because of aught in your heart. Examine yourself. Now, I'm not saying become sin conscious. We're righteous. We've been made righteous. But the Bible says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So in other words, the righteousness that I've got, I get a stain of unforgiveness on that righteousness. It's still righteous. And when I repent to God and say, forgive me, it's gone. I don't become unrighteous and then receive Christ again and become righteous again. No, He says He'll remove that thing off you. He'll cleanse you of unrighteousness. When you get saved, He makes you brand new. He renews your righteousness. When you sin as a righteous child of God, He says, I'll cleanse you. There's a big difference.
Yeah.
Big difference. And so now we're righteous children of God. We love people. How can I love them when they're bad to me? Romans 5:5. The love of God has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost which was given to you. There you have it. Come on. I believe Jesus was able to do what He did because He had the Holy Ghost in Him.
Amen.
Just like you and I.
Yes, amen.
You see, Jesus was the first one that the Holy Ghost came in the natural, on the earth, and abided with Him. David saw David and all those Daniel and all those great men and women of God, the Holy Spirit would come on them for a job, for whatever it was, and then He would depart. Jesus, the Holy Spirit came on him when he got baptized. And then the Holy Spirit took him into the desert. And then he was tempted. And then when he came out, the Bible says he came out full of the Holy Spirit and power. And then Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Why? Because God was with him. You got the same God with you. So when he said on that cross, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing, I believe that was the Holy Spirit working in Christ. He still went through all the trauma and tragic stuff. I mean, like, really? But you, when you want to slap someone on the side of the head and you let the Holy Spirit speak through you and you'll say, okay, maybe you're right. I'll check and see. Maybe I could have spoken to you better. Ooh. I think this is good for us. Amen. And that might be a strong reason as to why you're not getting healed. Is you've got stuff going on in your life. You're taking care of one part. You know, Jesus said to the scribes and Pharisees, he said, listen, you're faithful to give your tithe and your cumin and your mint leaf to a fault. And you stand there doing your prayers, but you've neglected the weightier things to love. So you can be doing the prayer and reading the Bible and all of that, and yet you got aught in your heart. Could that be what's happening in my life? Could that be why I'm not walking in the victory in certain areas? Check your own heart. It's a wonderful thing. It's just great that we can do that. He's given us a mind, a personality, wills, emotions, everything. We can check ourselves out. And you will know. And when you hear someone's name come up and you feel, Tabasco sauce, you know, I got a prison door. I forgive you, bro. Amen. So that basically, I believe, can really help people to get the blessings of God by taking stock of themselves. Locate yourself. Don't think that you're just perfect in every way and I know me and that's it, to my faith and this and that. No, I was like that for many years. I'm just untouchable. Don't even mention stuff to me. No, I fall and I have fallen hundreds and hundreds of times. I've dropped my faith hundreds of times. I was believing for God for things and I got into the flesh and I didn't get those things. I've been through where you might be right now and I go through things still, but I get back to the basics as quick as I can. Be quick to forgive, quick to forget, and quick to move on. That's a rule I try to live by. Quick to forgive, quick to forget, and quick to move on with God. That's it. That's what I do. I get back in the basics. And I say, devil, you tried. You got me for a few seconds there. But hey, I'm back. Here I am, Lord. Come on, let's move forward. And God says, okay. And God takes it on. Amen. The battle is not mine. It's the Lord's. I've even got the Holy Spirit battling out for my own well-being. Come on. Amen. Amen. So I leave you with that. And trust God. Just trust God. If you're hearing this message today, believe me, God wants you to take stock. He wants you to check your own heart. You know what? I would justify everything I did, like most of you. I would justify, I would give a reason why I did what I did. I'd explain why I was rude. I'd explain what I did and how I did it and why I did it. And even I could say it's because of my upbringing and I learned this and that. That's a cop-out. Yeah. You've got to change yourself by the power of the Holy Spirit. So stop justifying your bad things you do and the wrong ways you respond and act. And start saying, Holy Spirit, I don't like that. That's the old man. He's crucified. What am I doing with him still? Put him back in the coffin, seal the lid, and keep him under.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of W.